My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
11:29 on this Thursday midday. Mark Malusis with you. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Rocky Yonkers, The Fan. What's going on, Rocky?
Hey, Moose. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Rocky. What's on your mind, bud?
With the Mets, you know, last night it was tough to watch Diaz blow the game and, you know, the Mets lose in that kind of fashion. Now, I know as a fan, we should be living in the moment and they're still in a playoff spot with heading into the final month of the regular season. But it just seems like as a fan, there's more question marks than answers with the Mets. Because if you look in the long term, we don't know what's going to happen with Alonso. They don't have any good pitching, especially in their minor leagues. You don't know what's going to happen with Senga and the calf injury. And other than Alvarez, Lindor, and Nimmo, and maybe Vientos, what do you really have to build around this team?
Well, you'd throw Alonso in if he signed after the season.
But let's just say if he didn't, hypothetical, let's say if he didn't, the Mets said, all right, they let Alonso walk. Then you have a void to fill out in first base. And then you have to look at the landscape of the National League East, because it's like the Braves still have their core guys under contract for the next 5-6 years. Phillies still have opponent lineup, and they're well managed with Rob Thompson for at least another 3 years. And the Nationals are on the rise because they have a core group of guys that they're building around. So other than those three teams, are you just better than the Marlins, which is like, you know, it's not like that doesn't say a whole lot.
I mean, Rocky, a very pessimistic viewpoint. But, yeah, I mean, you'd look at it. If the Braves are healthy, the Braves are better. I mean, they've just shown it. You know, they're just a better baseball team. Doesn't mean the Mets can't evolve as an organization to be better just as good. But Atlanta's better. I mean, just look at them right now. Atlanta's dying to be caught. I mean, because of all the injuries. And the Mets still continue to fluctuate between, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 games over 500. You know, let's see what happens this afternoon against Arizona. Then they take on the Chicago White Sox. Last night was a terrible loss, but, you know, Atlanta's better. I mean, results matter. They've shown that already. So, yeah, their core when healthy is better. Even without the core, they're showing you this year, they're better. So when you look at this Met core and you're looking at, you know, Lindor, and you mentioned, you know, I think Vientos is part of it. Alvarez is part of it. Obviously, Brandon Nimmo is part of it. Do the Mets need to improve on that if Alonso leaves in free agency? For sure. Is Jeff McNeil not exactly beloved by Met fans across the tri-state area? Is he now a signature piece of this team? Once was, probably not anymore. You look at the starting rotation. We just had the conversation with Tim Britton. You know, he's unsure about the future of both Minaya and Severino with the Mets. You need to have Kodai Senga back and healthy. He made one start this year, suffered a calf injury. He might be able to return this year at some point before the end of the regular season. Yeah, I get it. Then you get into Edwin Diaz. You get to the relievers. This is not a finished product when you're looking at this team, but the opportunity is still there for this team to potentially make the playoffs in the National League.
Like I hope I'm wrong, Moose. Because I want the Mets to, you know, go on a tear and at least, you know, get into that final wild card spot. And who knows what can happen? Because it's a crapshoot at the end of the day when it comes to the postseason and baseball.
I hate that. I mean, Rocky, I hate the whole crapshoot thing come the playoffs. I really do. I understand last year happened, and I get that parity in Major League Baseball. You know, it annoys me to no end when I hear that, because I think there are players that are able to raise their level in the postseason. There are players that are not able to do so. And I think, you know, you build your team to be successful, not in the regular season, not just for the regular season, but come October as well. You know, the whole idea that, you know, it's just a roll of the dice. Like, it's all luck. Like, I'm playing the lotto. Like, that's not true. That's just not true. Like, that you can't operate as a baseball team hoping that Lady Luck smiles upon you in October and your team gets hot at the right time. If your team is really, really good, you don't have to worry about that.
So hopefully, you know, in the long run, you know, they can develop the farm system and, you know, add some depth. Maybe be like the Braves. Have, like, three starting pitchers. Because you already have some core group of guys like Lindor, Nimmo, Alvarez, and, you know, I would assume Alonso if they're going to bring him back, and then Vientos.
Yeah, so you build. I mean, Rocky, that's the whole point. I mean, that's what, you know, Cohen wants to do. He wants to build a healthy organization top on down, right? He wants to have the Met way, you know, similar to, you know, what Stick Michael did. And, you know, and Martino wrote a book on it about the Yankee way, similar to the Cardinal way, the Astros way. Everybody's got a way.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, that's it. So, I mean, the Mets want to build their way, which leads to success, which leads to, you know, teaching of what is important within the organization, what you value in hitters, what you value in pitchers, what is going to, in terms, be successful on the major league level, leading to sustained success. There is no kind of rebuild year, retool year. You know, Stearns mentioned it when he took over as president of this team, all of these things. So the Mets went into this season, and they talked about the fact that, you know, being a playoff team, being a contending team, they built also the team for short-term solutions to see what guys have, and Manaea and Severino and others. And then if it didn't work out, those guys, even if they were pitching well and, you know, those guys are playing well, those guys could be paired off at the MLB trade deadline. And at one point in time, we were trending in that direction as this team was 11 games under the 500 mark before they got hot as a firecracker and went on a run. Virginia we go. It's Steve. It's the Fan. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my phone call.
You got it, Steve.
I was listening last night to the post game, and I was listening to Edwin Diaz's comments and Mendoza and Nimmo. And, I think a big part of the problem here this season with Mets is that we got so anchored to this is a transition year that now when you listen to Mendoza and Nimmo, like last night, for example, they're saying, we're competing with the best teams in baseball and we're splitting series. And sure, this is a good thing, but, you know, would players from the Dodgers be saying that? You know, would it be good enough for the Dodgers or the Yankees? I don't think so. But I think because we're in this transition mindset.
Have you ever listened to Boone postgame?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah. But even with Diaz last night, you know, he says after the game, even in the bullpen session, the fastball, he couldn't control it. And I just wonder, like, what's the point of a bullpen coach? I mean, no one can, like, see this going on and say, hey, maybe we leave Maton out there and, you know, not go to Diaz. But, so I think part of the problem here with the Mets is just the transition year mentality. I don't think they have that killer instinct. I think the culture is better under Cohen, but I still think there is not that kind of killer instinct that Brady and Jordan had. And I think we need to bring a player in here like that, who's going to really, no losing is acceptable. You know, if you have a lead in the eighth inning, that game has to be won. And it cannot always be, well, we're competing. So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Steve, I you know, and I don't know, and I think we have the comments. Here's Nimmo. Do we have the comments from Brandon Nimmo post-game last night? Yes, we do. Here's Brandon Nimmo last night. You heard in Lopresti's 11 o'clock update, talking about the loss in Arizona.
Gut punch was this one, coming back from 4-0 and the end result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it hurts, but nothing we can do about it now. So you should move forward and try and get a win tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, you know, every loss, and especially at this point in the year, it hurts. And I'm really proud of the guys for fighting back and, you know, making them use their closer. But it's something that, you know, it doesn't feel good. And, you know, at this point, you know, we're trying to win every ball game that we possibly can.
Yeah, there's another cut from Nimmo last night that talks about the Arizona Diamondbacks being a good team. See if we can find that. Here we go. Here's Nimmo last night.
84 wins was enough for the last wild card. Mm-hmm. This year it's looking like it's going to be a few more.
Yeah.
What's just your sense of what you guys are going to need to do over the final month here in order to get in?
Well, you know, I think we've got an uphill battle for sure. You know, it's... It seems to me like San Diego and Arizona and Atlanta are really playing good baseball at the right time. And, you know, in order for us to make our way in, one of those teams is going to have to falter a little bit and
we're going
to take advantage of it. So, you know, none of them are really doing that right now, and we can't control that. But, you know, every year is a new year, like you said, like 84 wins. Well, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that was last year and this is this year, you know. And so it really just depends how good of baseball they continue to play. And then for us, we'll just try and control what we can control, and that's trying to win ball games. You know, but ultimately there is only so much that we can do. You know, there was that year that in 22 that, you know, we ended up losing the division, but it wasn't because we played bad baseball. It was because the Braves played unbelievably, like, record-breaking kind of baseball, you know. And so if you run into that, sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know, and it's too bad. You know, we'll continue to try and win every game that we can, and you know, however many wins it is, that's how many it is at the end of the year, and we'll just continue trying to chase them down.
Yeah, I mean, another one. We'll find it at some point. But it was another Nimmo cut last night talking about the Braves, or that the Arizona is a good team and can't win them all, and all that kind of mindset from Brandon Nimmo. But you get the point. Listen, last night was a gut punch. There's no question about it. Let's see how they respond this afternoon in Arizona.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.